On Saturday morning, Jasmine James left Tununic by snow machine with a group of friends. The 26-year-old was planning to haul wood from Nunapachek, and on Saturday evening, after a long day on the tundra, he and his friends started to drive home. According to Jasmine James's father, Tununic Tribal Administrator James James, Jasmine didn't have much wood to tow and was traveling a bit faster than the rest of the group. That means he was traveling alone. He was making good time, and James expected his son home early Sunday morning.
But when I woke up and checked his room, he wasn't there, so I got worried.
According to the Alaska State Trooper's report on the incident, Jasmine James stopped briefly in Nightmute on his way home, and residents there say he was having problems with the snow machine's tracks. His family reported him missing on Sunday afternoon. On Sunday evening, Toksook Bay search and rescue personnel found James's snow machine on the sea ice near Rocky Point. They were only able to see it when the tide went out. The search for the missing man continues.
Pray for our family that we hope we'll find him.
James James says that search and rescue workers from Tununic, Nightmute, and Toksook Bay are looking for his son. The Alaska State Troopers are searching for him too, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife pilot Robert Sundown is flying over the area with a spotter, looking for signs. Jasmine James was last seen wearing a blue jacket and black Carhartt snow pants. If you have any information about where he might be, contact the troopers immediately. Toksook Bay Search and Rescue is also looking for more volunteers. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Kotsouras.